Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Inside the 9 p.m. hour on The Fan in New York. A little LL Cool J. I always wait right there for that beat to skip. I don't know why we have this lounging beat program with a little bit of like a CD scratch in it. I'm the only one that notices. I call it out every time.
Beat, oh, 100%, yeah.
The beat doesn't skip like that on streaming services. Anyway, I made Dexter Henry stay in here. Dexter Henry is a Brooklynite and a basketball fan, and he hosts the Got Game show on SNY and other things on SNY, but we were having a conversation about the Brooklyn Nets, where I'm like, we're about to have the same conversation. So actually, let's take this call from Isaiah in Westfield, and then Dex will weigh in with us as well. What's up, Isaiah? You're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't even know what to say after last night. I mean, Sean Marks picking Igor Demin with the 8th pick, I fully believe, may be the reason why he gets fired next year. I mean, a guy who scores under 30% from the three-point line, quite literally only gets to the rim, and has Cam Thomas to the next of him, but he still won't be able to produce because of how clogged our guard game is. There was no reason to take 4 other guards in this draft. I mean, I liked Kaman Malawach at 8, and we just end up blowing up this team, and I feel like this is just tanking us and bringing us back to 2015 Nets.
Stay with me here, Isaiah. So I was just having this conversation with Dex about how the Brooklyn Nets sure know how to let their fans down. They had a prime opportunity here with 5 picks in the draft to just take the best player available, but I think they overthought it. I think that they were on some type of wild goose chase for their next point guard, or also to satisfy some type of international scouting that they did. And like I'm trying to put the pieces together, but right now it doesn't make sense. I'm reserving judgment because maybe it pans out. But as of today, after all of the hype of like, oh, they took on Terrence Mann's contract, they got another pick, Sean Marks is cooking. Like, he cooked a bunch of hot garbage that no Brooklyn Nets fan wants to eat.
Yeah, none of the Nets fans, you know, I was saying I did a live show last night. No Nets fans seem happy about this, just like the caller we just heard. Nobody seems thrilled about this at all whatsoever.
It doesn't make sense. It's underwhelming.
I think the problem is they took all these guards, 3-point guards, 4 guards overall, if you count the UNC kid. But a lot of these guys can't shoot. Good playmakers, but can't shoot. Right?
Demin drafted 10 Ben Simmonses.
Right. That's been kind of the joke. Demin at BYU, great playmaker, probably the best passer in the draft, but didn't have the ability to get to the rim and get past guys. Look, I'm not a big guy who harps on, oh, you have to have athleticism. It's about being able to get to your spots and can you play make. But here's what I'll say, and I know you have this concern. We were talking about this. A lot is riding on this draft for Sean Marks.
It's
you gotta
supposed
hit
to
on
be
this.
A generational draft. It's supposed to be a franchise-altering draft. They made history being the first team with 5 picks. What I just said to you is if 3 out of 5 don't pan out, That's a problem.
But I don't even know if they should have took the five picks, Keith, if I'm being honest.
They probably wanted to trade up, like you said, with Philly. That's what we were all thinking, to get that three spot.
I've been hearing they had conversations there, and I thought they would try to kick one of the later picks, 26 or 27, back to get another pick next year, because the Knicks only have one next year. But you thought they'd try to get an extra pick there. They don't even do that. And I understand why the fan base is disappointed. Now, look, you don't know how these guys are going to pan out. Anybody tells you they know for sure, I don't know. I think what the fan base is hurting on is it seems like it's a bit of redundancy, and there are point guards you got who couldn't shoot, so now you got to develop all those guys, because what good is a point guard in this league today in the NBA if you can't shoot?
Isaiah, do you agree with that, being a Nets fan? How did you feel after it was all said and done versus how you felt going into the Brooklyn Nets hosting the draft, and literally, like, they're getting grades of an F? Like, Wendy is laughing at the Nets. You hosted the draft, you had all these picks in the draft, and you somehow seem to have found a way to be underwhelming. I won't say screw it up, but, like, you did not win. It does not seem like you won the draft.
I mean, I feel disappointed. I feel let down. Going into the draft, five first-round picks, I thought at least one would hit, and we take a project pick with every single one. I feel like Sean Marks just doing that and having the entire NBA laugh at him let down us. It let down the franchise, it let down Brooklyn, it let down New York.
Thanks for the call, Isaiah. What I'll say is this. The clips of them, it was odd, because I was watching, like, they were celebrating these picks. And so what I was telling people is they got exactly who they wanted. They had a draft board. They had guys on their board. Their board didn't match other teams and other scouts. But that's why they're getting laughed at, because other scouts are like, we didn't have the same grade for these guys. And they're high-fiving and celebrating. Like, they just altered the franchise and brought themselves back to prominence.
Here's my question for you, Keith. And I asked somebody this who's a fellow Nets fan this last night. Any team, they're going to have their board in the way they have it. They're not going to all be equivalent, right? And so we can agree with that. But do you, as a Nets fan, do you trust Sean Marks?
Nah.
With this going? So you said, nah. That was real easy for you.
Like, I said, because I said he's got nine lives. I feel like he could have been fired so many times. And so now this is your 10th life. And, like, I went to one Nets game last year. I went to more Devils games than I went to Nets games, which
I've never seen that from you. I see you at the Barclays.
I used to be there all the time. I used to be there. It could be back to back. I used to hop, because it was easy to hop the train. I used to be there, do the show with. It doesn't matter, man. I'm so disappointed. I used to do the Lou Gower. I used to put on the headset with Capper and Carino, do the show, watch the game, get on the train, come here, host the show after the Nets games. I have no time for that. I have no energy for that, because they've been so in flux, and I have no idea the direction of the franchise or what they're actually doing here. And this did not instill any more confidence. If anything, it took us another step back. So we'll see what happens with these kids, man.
We'll see. I think the fact that you don't have confidence in Sean Marks, and I'm hearing that from a lot of Nets fans, you said he's got nine lives and there's some argument he shouldn't have gotten to hire another coach as he did again. I do think the Nets have a coach in Jordy Fernandez.
They hired the right guy, it seems.
Right. And I think you have to believe, if you have one thing, and I'll say this for a run, is that you got to have some faith that he can develop these guys. But that's a tall ask, asking a coach to develop all these guys in a short period of time.
And that's the thing, Dex. Yeah. You're a Knicks fan. The mm-hmm. Knicks aren't going anywhere. And, like, what we saw in this city with the Knicks just getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, I was in Barclays in 2015. Mm-hmm. In the years they went to the playoffs, they always felt like, oh, we're in the playoffs. They're not. Oh, we're the only ticket in town.
That was the regular season. For sure.
Like, their energy was like, we're the second team. We're the B team. But at least we're winning. We are playoffs, was their slogan in 2015. I was there in 2013 when they played the Bulls. Like, their whole thing was like, Brooklyn, we're here, we're cooler, we're trendy, they're losers. But, like, now, like, they've been had 90-95% of the fans, but, like, they're going to potentially wash you with these young fans. You had a little bit of a buzz with KD, Kyrie, and that is getting washed away as Brunson and Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns and whoever they hire, and, like, the Knicks potentially go to the finals next year, the Nets have to find some way to compete and get back to relevance, or, like, they're doomed for the next decade.
And when you say that, and I think listeners who hear you say that, I think part of what that means, even for you, and I think what will get you back to the Barclays Center is, Is there somebody on this team I can go and root for? Even if you know this, they're going to be bad and they're rebuilding. What is bringing you out to the Barclays Center right now? Well, clearly nothing, because you said no.
Nothing. Cam Thomas was hurt all year.
Right.
They played so many guys, and we thought they were tanking this year. They couldn't do that correctly. Again, what is the vision? What is the plan? Are they making it up as they go?
I know this. They want to tank this year. They want to be bad. They want to get a higher pick because they're trying to land that guy. But I think that's the part. That's what you were saying, what so many fans are saying was disappointing. They didn't get a guy here that I think the fans could get behind. Again, I'm saying we all don't know. They could hit on one of these guys. Maybe it's Traore. I have no idea. But I understand why when you look at these guys' body of work or the redundancy, I understand why the fan base in Brooklyn is just like, ah.
Wasted some picks. I feel like at least three of these five picks are going to be wasted. And we're going to be like, you had an opportunity to add some real talent. And what I was selling folks on was, hey, this is their chance to rebuild. We're looking at all these teams. Look at the Boston Celtics and the moves that they're making right now to get under the apron and how, you know, it's over. They won one chip out of it, but it's over for them. Sam Presti, the way that he did it and what he said was shortcuts cut long, run short.
Yep.
So I'm thinking that they're doing this the right way. They're going to draft talent. They're going to draft multiple positions and the best talent available. And then they're not going to have to pay these kids. Like, they're going to have a team. I think they swung at one position too much. I think that they overdrafted some guys. I think that they got really stuck into their board. And there's just one, not room for all these guys. And there's just a higher percentage chance that three out of five don't pan out. And that's not going to be good enough.
I agree with you on this point. This draft is going to be, and it shouldn't come down to this, but it's because he took five picks. It could be sink or swim. This could make.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Or break the future for Sean Marks, because he almost has to hit. And when I say hit, I'm going to be very clear to people. If you take five picks in the draft, which has never been done before, you got to hope at least one is an all-star, borderline all-star at a minimum, and two of those other guys can be rotation players. If you do that, that's a very successful draft. We'll see. Yeah. You don't know how good a draft is for 2 to 3 years, but what happens in the next year is going to be very interesting. I'm going to be checking in on you, Keith. I'm going to see if you get to the Barclays Center next year.
I got no reason to go. I'm not watching them get smoked. Like, I want to go see them compete. I was going when it's like, yo, Steph Curry is coming to town. LeBron is coming to town. Giannis is coming to town. We're on TNT. We're on ESPN. The stars are out. You know what I'm saying? Meek Mill in the building, Wale in the building, Cam Newton in the building. I'm seeing these guys downstairs. Like, you know, like the Barclays had it for a minute.
To be fair to you, even when they were going through a little bit of a rebuilding process, when you felt like there was a plan, you were still showing up. And you've done a lot of content around the net. So I've seen that from you, right? It's not like you're just like, ah, man, this is a rough time. I'm not here. That's not the case. But I understand what you're saying. If you don't see the hope,
yeah, there's no.
That's your right as a fan.
There's no market for it. Like I not for nothing. Like I had a Nets podcast that a lot of people are like, "Yo, bring the podcast back, talking Nets." I'm like, "There's nothing to talk about.
Damn,
not fun,
man.
This is not a conversation right that is going to move podcast downloads. This isn't a conversation that's going to have a live chat of people like, yeah, you know.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. I understand the frustration. I hear you. I hear you, brother. Like I understand. Keep the faith, man. I hope to see you back at the Barclays Center.
Dexter Henry, my guy. It's quiet for the Brooklyn Nets. 888-808-1019. Yeah, we might as well. We'll talk Knicks with Rami.
I was just going to ask Dexter what he thought about the Knicks at 50.
Is that pick coming up right now? Is that pick on the clock coming up? Let's see the draft board right now. Sacramento Kings are on the clock at 42.
I like Kobe Brea if they could get him from Kentucky.
He just got drafted. He just went.
Oh, dude, who took him?
41.
I had a feeling he was going to get that high.
He just got picked as you walked out.
He would go that high. Okay, you know who else I liked? Micah Peavy from Georgetown, I think, is a decent option there. And I talked about this today in a video. And Jameer Watkins from Florida State. Any of those options I would like. But Brea could shoot, can't defend. He went to Phoenix. Well, they don't know what they're doing. So who knows? All right, guys, I got to run.
All right, do your thing. Appreciate you. 888-808-1019 if any Nets fans want to call up and talk about how miserable the experience is being a Brooklyn Nets fan right now. There's no hope. Nothing to talk about. It's quiet for us. It's not fun. Fingers crossed. But, like, man, like, I love basketball. I love the winter. I used to go to these games. You know, I love when baseball ends and kind of just flipping the switch to, all right, is hoops every other night. And the Nets, there is no flipping the switch. That's why I got into puck more. Thank God for the Devils. Like I went to more Devils games in the last 2 years than Nets games, which is unheard of. And hopefully the Devils get right. I saw Luke Hughes. I saw Jack Hughes at Fanatics Fest and got to chop it up with them for a little bit. Who would have thought? I'm turning into more of a hockey fan in the winter than a basketball fan because the Brooklyn Nets have no direction. What direction are the Knicks going in? Because now the pressure is on the New York Knicks to get this head coaching hire correct. If they don't, like you want to talk about how loud it's going to be in this city, right? The Mecca, Juan Soto with a single in the bottom of the seventh, two outs as the Mets lead 2-0. You know, when I look at the Knicks, there were rumors yesterday during the draft that Mitchell Robinson and Mikal Bridges' names have come up. So I think that the Knicks they're looking to do something here to change that starting five, also to lengthen their bench. But with Tyrese Halliburton going down from the Pacers, everybody's immediate thought after that game was, okay, he's out for a year. And obviously when Tatum went down, and then you see the Celtics trade Drew Holiday, trade Kristaps Porzingis, the Celtics are not in the way, is really like the Cavaliers and the Knicks. And we saw the Cavaliers get knocked out a couple years ago by the Knicks, and the Cavaliers just, they find a way to lose. The pressure is on the New York Knicks to get this next head coach correct. This guy has to be somebody that, one, plays the bench because you need to keep your starters fresh and healthy the whole year. Two, play all of these games to get to the finals and eventually be the champion in June. And also, the bar is set at that. So this has to be somebody that's got the temperament, the experience, and just the confidence to come into Madison Square Garden, deal with all that comes with being the Knicks coach, all the pressure, all the hype, and understanding that, yeah, we got to win. We got to win. And ultimately, with the guys that they have and another year of this group getting run, I do look at the Knicks as like pretty much any coach with head coaching experience should be able to win 45, 50 games with them. But it's about the playoffs. It's about what they do once we get to April, May, and June. If I'm a Knicks fan, I'm kind of scared right now. But I'm not a Knicks fan, Rami. So are you fearful? Are you afraid that they make the wrong hire and this breaks up the team, or they make the wrong hire and then, you know, this guy's? And before I let you go, the Knicks requested permission to interview New Orleans assistant head coach James Borrego. Is that going to score Juan Soto?
He's motoring. Pete again.
Oh, they hold him at third.
How do you hold him with
two outs? Pete is about to be MVP. Stay tuned for the big shot of the night. They stopped him at third with they didn't want him to make the last out at home.
No, but with two outs, that's why you would send him.
They're not trusting his speed, I guess. He looked like he was motoring, trying to go, and they had to put the brakes on. But anyway, Pete Alonso with another double, and now there are runners at second and third for the Mets. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. They lead 2-0. Back to the Knicks. Here are the names that the Knicks have either requested to interview or already interviewed. So James Borrego, and the Pelicans granted that request. Taylor Jenkins, who's a free agent. Mike Brown, who's a free agent. And then the Timberwolves assistant, Mike Anori. Those are the four guys that the Knicks have talked to. And I think that, I don't know if any of those guys are the guy. I think that these are just preliminary talks and conversation. And you're also a Jets fan. I likened it to the Jets search, where the Jets interviewed so many guys, college guys, assistants, NFL guys, free agents, for their GM and their head coaching search. And I feel like they landed on the right guys. And there's definitely a school of thought about, look at Brett Beatty. Oh, no, it's Jeff McNeil. Jeff McNeil gets it done. Jeff McNeil drives in Juan Soto. McNeil drives in Pete Alonso. The Mets are doing the wheels on the bus uppercut. They lead 4-0 over the Atlanta Braves. Okay, Rami, your turn to talk about the head coaching search as a Knicks fan, and if you're worried about the process and how they're going about it.
The process is certainly weird. The longer it goes, I almost start to feel like it is going to be Jason Kidd, because it seems like they're not interviewing any huge names. We haven't heard an update. It almost feels like they're just biding time until they can figure out, or Jason Kidd can figure out, his out in Dallas. That's really what it feels like. Now, I could be wrong about that, and if I am wrong, I love Mike Anori. I think at the very least it'll be entertainment. He got the best out of Cat in Minnesota. He got, well, I guess you could say he got the best out of Brunson, or at least was around when Brunson was developing in Dallas. So that's a decent spot. I think it's very different. You liken it to the Jets. I think it's so different than the Jets. This is a Knicks team that's ready to compete right now, that was competing with Tom Thibodeau. That's why the day they fired him, I was like, hey, unless there's a concrete plan here, I am nervous. And it seems like they don't have a plan. Whereas the Jets, it's, hey, we need to build a culture. They're at the place the Knicks were at when they hired Tom Thibodeau five years ago. We need a new culture. We need to bring a new face in here. We need someone to take over this team and become the face of the franchise. That's what the Jets needed now. The Knicks are already past that. Now it's time to go win. We need someone who can take us over the bump. So going to a first-time head coach, now we've seen it work in the NBA. We've seen it in the past work in the NBA. Look at Joe Mazzulla. He had never coached before. They ripped him off the bench, and all of a sudden he was assistant coach. He goes to head coach. They win a final. So
similar to the Knicks, that team was ready to win, and he knew the culture
exactly.
And the vibe.
We've seen that work in the NBA before. It wouldn't be the first time. It worked in Toronto. Same thing with that Kawhi Leonard team, right? So
Nick Nurse.
Yeah, and you move off of
Dwayne Casey. Couldn't get them over the hump.
Yeah, who's a great coach, but just didn't get them to that extra step. So is that a situation here? Are they buying their time and just saying, hey, we're just going to keep waiting until Jason Kidd works his way out of Dallas? Or do they really believe in one of these guys, one of these assistants off of another staff? I'm not sure. To me, if you go with one of the retreads, and I hate saying that about guys like Mike Brown, it's a retread to me, because those guys, they're no different than Tom Thibodeau. They're guys who have also gotten so far with the teams that they coached. So I don't love that, but I am a little bit nervous because it seems like they don't have a plan.
Yeah, it seems like they are trying to find their way. They're trying to create a path.
And that's not good for a team that the expectation should be championship, especially with everything you brought up going on in the East now. They're going to make a draft pick in a few minutes without a head coach. They're going to go into free agency without a head coach. They're going to go into summer league without a head coach.
You got Brunson and Hart out in Greece partying it up, carefree.
You got Cat and Deuce at Fanatics Fest.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. Cat was one of them ones at Fanatics Fest. Like, Cat is so tall. When
Cat you see him everywhere. I saw his dad walking around.
But when Cat walked through, and I likened this to last year because that's where I started to put respect on Brunson's name. And Brunson is not a tall guy. But I'm like, the amount of fanfare for Jalen Brunson, he is a king of New York. He's slightly below Judge. But I'm like, this guy's got motion out here that can't be denied. That's what Fanatics Fest is. You see who's got motion out there at Fanatics Fest. Who are people chasing? Who are people running with their phones out? Who's security walking through? 888-808-1019. Carl Anthony Towns is one of those ones. What I'll say, Rami, you got to stop with the like jokes in my ear. Save them for the break. What I'll say with the Knicks here is that there's a ton of pressure to bring the right coach in that these players vibe with. And what will they do here with this 50th overall pick? And what will they do in this upcoming NBA free agent frenzy? And, you know, like moves are going to be made and the complexion of the East is going to change, but they're going to be the favorites. I don't remember the last time that the Knicks are going to be favorited as a top one or two team to come out of the East. This is going to be the year. So they got to push the right buttons. And I don't think there's any need to rush, but the summer passes by quickly. Time is passing by quickly. I'm already halfway through the show. 888-808-1019. Let's take another call. It's not a Knicks call. It's not a Nets call. This is a guy who calls all the time. Gary's in Waterbury on the fan. What's up, Gary?
Oh, make sure the Cavalier. Yo, RIP to my man's Five Dog, Guru, ODB, Prodigy, Craig Mack, Christopher Wallace. You know, I got to get my RIPs in once in a while. And George is turning over in his grave with this World Series drought. Shouts to the boss. You know he's turning over.
Nah. I mean, yeah. How many times in years can he turn over? I think he's just laying there now. Like, when will they figure it out? They don't need me to get it done.
No, the definition of insanity. Same manager, same GM, same result. How long is this going to go on?
It's going to go on. And I mean, Cashman's not going anywhere. He had an extension, and Boone's got an extension. It's not going to change for a while. Maybe with all of us calling and talking about it and me making noise like this, maybe it reaches somebody. Hey, enough. We're coming back home. Enough. Let's tighten up, guys. Let's tighten up.
No. Definition of insanity. But the AL is so weak. So we are so lucky. Because you know we're going to be there in October.
I know. I don't want to be there this year. Get back to the World Series and win.
I want the rematch.
So do I. But it's not a guarantee that the Dodgers have injuries, and it's not a guarantee the ball bounces their way again either. And also, not to sleep on, I mean, the American League is what it is, but not to sleep on the Houston Astros, the Detroit Tigers, and the Tampa Bay Rays. Like, we keep acting like these Yankees, and that's part of what I was saying. These Yankees act like we're the Yankees. We're good. We're the Yankees. We're good. And nobody fears them.
Yeah, we're good. We have no rings. We're that good. We have no rings. And love you, dog.
Appreciate the call, Gary. 888-808-1019. Like, you can't be so comfortable. There has to be a sense of urgency. There has to be a level of compete at all times. That's why some of these things bothered me this week. Why can't Devin Williams go back out there? Oh, because we've repaired his mental state and we've got him in a good place. And, you know, we traded for him to be the closer. And now we've got it set up with Luke Weaver coming back. We've got Luke Weaver as the setup guy and Devin Williams as the closer. We don't want to put him out there with the inherited Manfred ghost runner on second. Manfred's man on second. Because if he loses the game, he might go back in the tank. So we'll lose the game with Mark Leiter Jr. on the mound, who threw 27 pitches the day before. Why is Mark Leiter Jr. the guy? Why don't you have more guys? Why don't you go with the better guys? And you can't score in extra innings. You only scored off a wild pitch. Why is that? Why do you have no strategy to bunt the run over, sack fly? Why do you have no strategy with this extra? It's been here for years now. It's the little things. They got to tighten up the little things. And I would really just like to see the compete level go up, the urgency go up. The Yankees just start to look more... like they're out there to go back to the World Series and win it this year. Not that they're just going through the motions. Not that this is a country club. Not with, even with Rodon. A lot of you guys, I have given Rodon a ton of respect and credit this year. Year three. I really think it's the beard. I think the confidence level is because he has a beard on his face. When he looks in the mirror, he feels like himself. But, like, I'm not excusing anybody for the heat. There's people talking, oh, Keith, you get out there. If I was a major league pitcher and it was hot, I'd be prepared for the heat. I would have drank my electrolytes. I would have done everything. And then also, if I was a major league pitcher on the New York Yankees and they're going through this stretch where they're not scoring, and I'm Carlos Rodon, who I've seen him get at Mac Blake. I've seen him get at Aaron Boone, like put on this like bulldog, tough, mad, like I don't want to come out of the game when he gives up three home runs. So if you fight to not come out of the game after giving up three home runs, you gave up four hits. You had 88 pitches, but oh, I was huffing and puffing, man. I was out of it. I was gassed. Well, sit your ass down, have some Gatorade, have some water, breathe in, breathe out, and go face a batter in the seventh for me. See how it goes. See how it goes. We don't need to just be up. The computer says beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. Jonathan Loaisiga ready. Seventh inning. That's his lane. Because Loaisiga was sick. Like, all these things that we end up finding out after, that game pissed me off this week. Because it was Yankee fans fighting, oh, Rodon has been great. Oh, how dare you get at Rodon? Nobody's beyond reproach. That's the problem with some of y'all. Some of y'all think, like, we're supposed to just accept this. I care. I want to win. I care. I'm closer than ever to the New York Yankees. And this is the version of the Yankees I had. I got on my soapbox last night about my son. My son is banned from the stadium because he eats food off the ground and he talks to random people and he runs as soon as he gets a lane to run in Yankee Stadium. And I can't watch the game and I can't watch him. It's just not. But I'm going to bring him back. I thought about bringing him back this weekend. And I'm like, all right, am I bringing my son into the culture of the Yankees, into this era of the Yankees, where, like, just being competitive is good enough? Like, am I going to put him? I look at some of these young kids I see at the stadium, like, they had to go through that World Series last year thinking that was their World Series. That was their World Series to win. And it was pain. It was absolute pain. Shout out to my boy Zeke. His sons are 6, 4, and 3. And they're all Yankee fans. And they went to bed thinking that the Yankees were winning game 5. Up 5-0. What a rough morning. Your boys get up. Yeah, Yankees won. Game 6. They're going back to L.A., Dad. Nah, boys. They didn't cover first. They couldn't make a play at third. Judge dropped the pop-up. Yeah, and then they couldn't score. The World Series is over. Imagine.
Passon had a great point. He was on, you know, Max Maness, right?
Of course I know Max.
So he was on Max Maness's podcast, and he was talking about how why the Yankees, why do they have this expectation anymore? And that's what Max said. Max said, you know, they still advertise themselves as, oh, all we care about is the championships, we're the pinstripes, we don't wear the ALCS rings, we don't announce the pennant, we don't raise
the pennant.
It's still
expensive as hell to go to the game, to park.
But they don't act like that, you know what I mean?
To buy food in there, they're still the Yankees, and the Yankees players walk around like they've won something, they act like they've won something. Like I said, they live off the backs of Jeter and these guys. And, like, they still talk it. How many times did I have to listen to Jazz Chisholm last year, who I said, Jazz, you're a Marlin, bro. You just got here. Every interview in the postseason, yeah, 28. Yeah, we're winning the World Series. Yeah, we're going to bring it home. We're going to get a title. I'm like, bro, chill.
You can't act like it's World Series or bust. And then when it comes to cutting a guy who's not performing for you, say, yeah, well, we don't want the luxury tax. So is it World Series or bust or not?
And then also, like... I don't know, man. It sucks. It's such a tough situation to be in, because nobody wins back-to-back World Series anymore, let alone really even goes to them. But they have all the resources. They have the talent. This is New York. They have the best doctors. They have home field advantage. They have all of these things. I don't know. What I think needs to change is the mentality. The mentality needs to be, hey, lock in, dial in. They need a code word or something, right? And the same thing you just said, like, we hear these stories about, you know, okay, Evan Roberts has a drop. Like, the Yankees didn't even celebrate their AL pennant. I mean, like, the Orioles won 101 games and made it to the postseason. They made a whole documentary about it. like the Yankees, you hear stories. Giancarlo Stanton is not playing, but he's telling his teammates, I better not see you wearing those rings. You know, tell them, oh, we're the Yankees. We don't get swept at home. There's an article that comes out about Aaron Judge and Anthony Rizzo, who won with the Cubs. It took them 108 years, and he won with the Cubs. But Rizzo talking about, we've got to teach the young guys the standard about being a Yankee. Either you win or you're a failure. Like, that's a quote from Rizzo. I got to go pull up that article, you know, and read that word for word. So it's not us, it's them. So deliver on it. And you'll have a new money tree. And you'll like the amount of money you made last year going to the World Series, those tickets, like, people were paying $2,000 to sit in the bleachers. Win the World Series, though. And watch how it never ends. Watch how shiny the 2025 World Series ring is. Watch how all of that merch gets sold. Watch how Yankee fans from all over the world want to come to New York for the parade.
But do they care? They sold as many postseason games as possible because they all got all the way to Game 5 of the World Series.
Hey, they played all of the World Series games that they could have played. But you should have been the home team. Win more games in June. Take these games serious. Don't have scheduled rest for your best players. When your best player has three hits and he's seeing the ball like it's a beach ball, put him in the lineup the next day. If somebody's not cutting it, they can't play. It doesn't matter what the price tag on them is. It doesn't matter how many years they've had in the league. It doesn't matter what their relationship is in the clubhouse. You're the New York Yankees. You're supposed to be so famous, you don't need names on the back of your jerseys. You're the New York Yankees. Too good to make a City Connect uniform.
How about the Mets, a guy who was vital for them last year, and Francisco Alvarez? You're not performing. You're being sent down, dude.
How about Jose Iglesias?
Yeah. Hey, you were fun last year. You're gone.
It could have cost him. I think the Padres signed him for $1.5 million. You have the richest owner in the sport. But David Stearns has the mind to be like, I don't think we don't really need all that. One, we don't need all the antics, the OMG sign, the pop star. And I don't think he could do it again.
And think about when their turnaround started last year. Jorge Lopez, you want to act like that? You won't be here. We don't care. Yeah, we could use you. You're a good reliever. You're okay. A valuable
piece. And here's
piece.
The buzzword
we
again.
We don't need you.
Mendy came out and said, we have a standard here.
Exactly. And that's the difference.
And I questioned it. I said, do the Mets have a standard? Yeah, he said that as a first-time manager. 888-808-1019.
You know, Eminem has the line, I learned a lot from my dad. He told me what not to do. Sounds like he learned from Boone what not to do.
Yeah, he learned a little bit of what not to do, and there's still a lot of like Boone and Yankee residue on Mendy.
Oh, for sure, but the way he holds people accountable, last week he said it, he's like, we stink, the guys are not playing well enough.
Oh, I love that. I gave him credit for that. I'm like, good, steady Mendy, here's a little bit of a change. Call out the bullpen, call out the bottom of the order.
You know Boone wouldn't do that.
Nah, no shot. And they'll ask him the question, and hey.
We stink right now.
Boone will swerve the question. Take up for his guys, but that brings me back to my old thing. It's like, okay, if you take up for them consistently in the media, and they just show up to the ballpark the next day, and it's like, okay, and I'm like, I don't know. Does he yell? Does he have these tough conversations with them? Because it seems like these guys are out there doing whatever they want. Seems like they forget. Seems like they're at the country club, man. They're hanging out. They're just going through the motions. Must be nice to be a Yankee. Yeah, but you gotta win. You have to win. 888-808-1019. We're rolling, man. I think the Mets are going to hold it down. Bottom of the eighth, they're up 4-0, looking to split the series against the Braves. I'm sure we'll have Mets fans calling the fans. So, Yankee fans, get your calls in and your takes and your thoughts and your conversation. It's an off day. We'll also talk Knicks, too. I see some Knicks calls coming in because we're talking about who they're going to hire as the head coach. I think we're done. We've hit the quota of Nets conversation. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. That boy Rami is a comedian.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's producing the show tonight. We're watching the Met game. They are one out away from actually being very resilient. We were having this conversation right now. You know, Rami's like, this is a game that the Mets would lose, right? They had an excuse to lose. Their starting pitcher went down in the beginning of the game. And I look at this as resilience. I look at this as Pete Alonso being a leader of the team, stepping up. And them kind of rallying around one of their guys falling and knowing that this doesn't bode well for the future, right? It doesn't bode well for the immediate future, losing Griffin Canning, who was the, like, shining example of Jeremy Hefner's pitching lab. But control what you can control in the moment and find a way to win today. 888-808-1019. Matt Olson singles, but Edwin Diaz is one out away from the Mets splitting the series with the Braves. And I feel like the Mets said, yo, enough. The Braves won 5 straight games. We got to stand up for ourselves. We got to look them in the eye. We got to back them off. And then also, first place is on the line. So, like, if the Mets win this game, which I'm expecting them to, there's got to be a thought of, like, hey, we'll be standing alone in first place. We can go to sleep tonight, get first place back in the NL East. So I know there's going to be some Mets fans calling up. Let's get to the rest of these calls. Talking about the Knicks, talking about the Yankees. Let's go to Israel and talk to Shmuley on the fan. What's up, man?
Yeah, hey, Keith. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, amazing. My question is like this. The Knicks fired their coach. Do you think, whoever they're going to get for their coach, do you think they're going to actually, like, get further and, like, further? Like, I just
they have
feel
to.
Like they just got outplayed. I just feel like they got outplayed by the Pacers. Like, what's a coach going to do? Like, again, by the Yankees also. Like, they get beaten. They got beaten by the Dodgers. What's the team going to do? Like,
okay, so let's use both of those series as an example. They both had game one. They both blew game one. And there's so much math and history that tells you if you take game one of the series, you're inclined to win the series. I feel like there was a whole momentum shift. There was a whole feeling change with how the Yankees blew game one and how the Knicks blew game one. But let's go back to the Knicks. If it's them and the Pacers, in theory, like, this is a team that's going to build off of what they did this past year. The expectation is for them to do it. And I think if they stay healthy, they can do it. I think it's been a long time coming. I feel like they have the talent. They're in their window. They're going to add more talent to this team. Did they pick yet, Rami?
We're in commercial break right now, which maybe that's a good sign. We know that Nikola Jokic got picked during a commercial break. So the draft is in a commercial break.
Funny enough, the Cavs are on the clock picking right ahead of the Knicks. Thanks for the call, Shmuley. You know, nobody knows what the future holds. But I'll say this before we get to the next Knicks call. Like, the writing is on the wall. I don't know how many times I referenced the Miami Heat made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. The next year they went to the Finals. The Boston Celtics made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. The next year they went to the Finals. The Pacers went to the Eastern Conference Finals. The next year they went to the Finals. The writing is on the wall for the Knicks. There also are so many examples of teams who the Warriors fire Mark Jackson. Steve Kerr comes in, takes him to the promised land. The Raptors fire Dwayne Casey. Nick Nurse comes in, takes him to the promised land. Ime Udoka loses his gig with the Celtics, but they're ready to win. Joe Mazzulla comes in, takes him to the promised land. There's other ones that I'm forgetting, but it's not unheard of. So with all of these things considered, we are considering the New York Knicks to be the favorites to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and Finals in 2025-2026. Carrie's in Sayreville, New Jersey on the fan next. What's up, Carrie?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. So I wake up every morning hoping this is the day that the Knicks finally get their head coach. I actually sent in my resume. I thought maybe they didn't have enough options. Maybe they wanted to bring me in for an interview.
Did you hear it back? You might hear it back.
I keep looking. I'm ready whenever they are. I think I might do a better job than some of these people they're bringing in to interview. But I just feel like the longer this goes, the more the Knicks will continue to be such a joke in the NBA. Like, nobody takes us seriously. I feel like we're always a laughingstock. And just the longer this gets played out, the more they're playing into that theory, you know. And there's so much that needs to be done. We need Josh Hart on the bench, or we need him traded. There's things that need to be done, and we don't even have a head coach just to get the ball rolling. So it's really frustrating.
I
want to wake up and have a coach.
I understand what you're talking about with the industry laughing at the Knicks and how they don't respect the Knicks. And, I mean, even through the finals, the whole narrative, like I said that, I'm like, bro, like, Shams and them are laughing on Pat McAfee at the Knicks. They're clowning how, you know, all these other teams have said no. And now at this point, there's no rush.
They love it.
At this point, there is no rush. You have to make the right choice. You have to make the right decision. There's no rush. They got to stay focused on their search and finding the right guy, and then let time tell it. Let the results tell it. This is the Knicks' time.
No Jason Kidd.
I don't think it's going to be Jason Kidd. Honestly, like, you know, Rami was talking about that, but they're just off the draft last night. You saw Jason Kidd on the draft. They drafted Cooper Flagg. They have talent on that team where they're going to compete. And Nico Harrison, let me see if I can find the audio and send it to Rami. He came out and he was asked about it, and he said, I thought I quieted that, or he said, I thought I answered that question. He's going to be the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, so.
Good. Let him be their problem.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Kerry. 888-808-1019. The Mets win. The Mets split the series. Mets fans, call me up. Tell me how you're feeling. Coming off a big win. A win that, you know, with Griffin Canning going down and it turning into a bullpen game, you absolutely could lose. But a ton of fans in attendance. And a big night for Pete Alonso, who needed to have a night. And they do what they got to do. 9 hits, 4 runs. They tag on 2 runs in the 7th for insurance. And Edwin Diaz closes the door. A big crowd tonight. I mean, they've been pulling in big crowds, but 42,646 fans showed up to Queens tonight for the bucket hat giveaway and the debut of the Mets wearing those blue jerseys. And you're feeling better about yourselves. It's a split. You did not lose the series to the Braves. And congratulations, the New York Mets are back in first place in the NL East. Okay, so last night after the draft, the Mavericks being, I don't know, somehow gifted from the basketball gods to get the first pick in this draft and get this surefire prospect in Cooper Flagg. And two things. We have Nico Harrison when asked about Jason Kidd and, you know, his head coach. And then we also have the Knicks pick. So let's play the audio of Dallas Mavericks GM Nico Harrison being asked about Jason Kidd being his head coach or not.
Since it keeps being asked, since the rumors are still out there, just wanted to see if you can conclusively say that J. Kidd is going to be the head coach next season.
Are there rumors still out there about J. Kidd?
Apparently.
Oh, okay. I thought I shut him down. Yes, he will be the coach next year.
Okay. So, I mean, very cavalier, kind of laughed at, even questioned. Are there still rumors? Of course. You know where the rumors are coming from. The greatest city in the world. There's mad people over here. There's a ton of Knicks fans. They're going to keep at it until they have a coach. And, you know, the Knicks just made a pick without having a coach. And I guess you don't need to have a coach to pick this kid that they just took out of Nevada.
Correct. Kobe Sanders, a wing player, 6'7" wing from Nevada.
Okay. He's a rookie, a 6'7" wing. see what he does. What he, I don't know. Nobody knows, but you bring him in, you see, you know, how he develops in a couple years, and maybe he could be a guy that helps his bench. Maybe he could do that in year one. I wouldn't be so sure about that. 50 overall pick, but there's your pick for the Knicks. Back to the phones we go. 888-808-1019. Still taking Yankee calls incoming. Here come the Met fans and Met calls, but let's go to the Knicks. Traded the pick already?
They traded him to the Clippers.
So they didn't even want that kid. Like, this is coming in live. Knicks indeed moved back to 51 by trading 50 to the Clippers.
And so show now we Spike wait. Lee celebrating and all the Knicks fans as they draft him. And then a minute later, Shams gets on there and is like, nope, actually, they traded him.
What are they cooking up? Who are they going to go get?
Anyway. So now they're at 51, so they move back one spot.
All right, let me take this call while we wait to see what the Knicks are actually working on and what they do. But as you know, as Kerry was saying, being the laughing stocks, like people are like, look at the Knicks. They don't know what they're doing. They don't have a coach. They don't even know who to pick. They picked the guy. They traded him. What are they going to do now? Brian is in New Jersey on the Fan in New York. What's up, Brian?
What's up, Keith? Big fan of yours. I have not called in before, but I really enjoy your take on stuff.
Thank you.
I wanted to go back to the Cincinnati game where Jazz got thrown out for that bad pitch. Do you, and this is probably something you've talked about, I haven't really heard much about it, but do you think that Boone should have backed him up after he got thrown out of the game? Because, and here's why I'm saying, I think that that was a good opportunity to kind of show, because Jazz was pissed, and it was a good opportunity for Boone to show some frustration in the way they've been playing. Because they've not been playing well. And, you know, typically he'll go out there and he'll fight for his guys. But he didn't do anything. And I don't really understand why he didn't do anything.
What I'll say, and thanks for the call and the compliment, Brian. I'll take it from here, and this will get us to the break and the update, and then we'll do big shot of the night and start taking some calls on the Mets in the 10 o'clock hour. Jazz's strikeout in the top of the ninth, first pitch ball, second pitch ball, third pitch called strike on the same changeup, and it was down in the zone. We all saw it. It was nonsense. But then Jazz allowed that to take his whole at bat away. There was still plenty of game left. I have no problem with Boone. Boone shouldn't be backing Jazz up, because it's one thing to back Jazz up at the plate, right? While he's arguing balls and strikes there, Jazz got tossed, and Jazz got tossed in the field. Jazz kept it going. Jazz has to keep his cool. Jazz has to literally shut up and move on. There is a game being played. We need you in it. You're not going to beat the umpires ever. They have the upper hand. We need to win this game, because if we lose this game, we lose the series. And we had a 3-0 lead in this game against their phenom, Chase Burns. So, no, I don't have a problem with Boone not backing him up. What I have a problem with is Jazz. Boone's got to give you the forearm. Enough. Have some respect for your manager. And have some respect for your captain and Aaron Judge. It's not about you. It's not all about you and your ego and you impressing your fans. Like, that bothered me, because I knew you put the team in a bad spot, Jazz. If you go back and you think, I'm pulling up the box score right now, that was a tie game going into extras. And so when Jazz gets tossed, because he said, what are you looking at? It was so petty. It was so immature, right? And Trevino playing into it as well, telling ump, hey, look, you know, Jazz is yelling and carrying on. Get over it, bro. Have a short memory. Lock in. That's what I'm talking about. These guys need to be more focused, dial in. They should have some respect and fear of the manager and, like, be focused on winning the game. It's not about winning a fight and a little battle. But then, you know, J.C. Ascara comes into the game, and it's just stupid how that all played out. It didn't have to go that way. Jazz should have been able to bat in extra innings, and I feel like he cost the team. They need you. You were playing better, and you made it about yourself and trying to you know, win an argument And it doesn't matter because even, like I said, he went back and forth with me on Twitter after. Like, the video's right there. I'm like, it's not about the video. Cooler heads prevail. Like, nobody cares. I don't even remember what this home plate ump's name is. Nobody cares about the ump. But everybody cares about you. We know who you are, Jazz. We need you in the game. And you let him get you out of the game. 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night. KM to AM returns right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.